Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Edwards, EDWARDS. First name Suzette, SUZETTE. Date of birth, October 19, 1961. Date of evaluation, October 27, 2025. The referring physician, Dr. Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N. The chief complaint, low extremity swelling. The HBI. The patient is a 64-year-old female with history of hypertension who had initially noted low extremity swelling in March. She had no chest pain or shortness of breath, period. In approximately August of 2025, she was told that she had an enlarged heart, period. The patient was subsequently referred for evaluation, period. She denies symptoms of orthopnea or PND, period. Past medical history, one, hypertension. Next number, pericardial effusion. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams one daily, ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams 1 q/8 hours PRN, gabapentin 300 milligrams 1 q/8 hours PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother and aunt had breast cancer. Social history, patient notes cigarette smoking, alcohol use, and marijuana use, period. The review of systems, she has had some weight loss, period. Weight 1 year ago was 190 compared to 155 pounds currently. Skin, she reports itching and rash. Vision, she wears glasses. Oral cavity, she has dentures. Cardiac, she reports low extremity swelling. Gastrointestinal, she has had constipation. Review of systems, otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 136/85, pulse 112, respiratory rate 18, height 66.5 inches, weight 153.6 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Cardiovascular exam, she is tachycardic. There is no S3 or S4 present, period. The EKG demonstrates sinus tachycardia at 102 beats per minute, period. Intervals are otherwise normal, period. The impression, this is a 64-year-old female with history of hypertension who presents with low extremity swelling, period. She has had edema of several months duration, period. She apparently was told that she has cardiac enlargement, period. The active problems include, one, sinus tachycardia, next number, history of pericardial effusion, next number, cardiac enlargement, next number, hypertension. The plan, I will order an echocardiogram to further assess her heart function, period. In the interim, start carvedilol 3.125 milligrams, number 180, period. I will see patient approximately 1 week following echocardiogram. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation.